The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Katie Taylor's been named Ireland's greatest ever sports star. That's according to the latest News Talk Amora poll. And Katie's just ahead of Roy Keane. Joining me now to talk about the findings is Eamon Dunphy. Eamon, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. What do you think? Katie Taylor, the best ever?
Well, she's certainly a remarkable young woman, and she won an Olympic gold medal in 2012, the London Games. And she's had a stellar career. Perhaps the depth of opposition in boxing wouldn't be as strong as in other sports, but she's done it. She, I think, is still fighting. So she wouldn't be my choice because of that lack of depth. Roy Keane...
He's in number two.
Yeah, he's only a point or a percentage point behind her, and he certainly was a very great footballer. There's no question
about that. And he was up against the best.
He was up against the best. He was a leader as well. And every week he was doing it. I note there's no George Best there. There's no Rory McIlroy. So I don't know if coming from the North excluded people or not.
I think
not.
The way the thing was done, that there were 11 names offered, you know, to prompt people and then other. So you could write in whoever you liked.
Yeah, it would be an advantage, obviously, being on the original list. I would say Ruby Walsh would be higher up. I think he's number 10 here. And I also think Brian O'Driscoll, Rachel Blackmore, I think, is if you, it was to be a woman, Rachel Blackmore has become in national hunt racing a real serious figure. She's won the champion hurdle. She's won the Grand National. Now, they are immense feats. So,
but when you talk about ever, isn't the problem that most people, they look at the contemporary scene,
yes.
You know, it's what they remember.
Yeah.
Not kind of looking back at the Bomber Listons for Kerry or the Jimmy Keaveneys for Dublin or the John Giles, your pal, in football. Because he was a mould breaker in his time.
Oh, he certainly was. Yeah, he was a great player too. Christy Ring was the greatest hurler of all time, they say. I actually saw him play. I'm sad to admit. But it is interesting for people. Johnny Sexton, for example, was a leader, a lot like Keane, and a great player. But it's good for people to have the argument in over a pint or a cup of coffee or whatever.
I mean, if you think of Raj versus Sexton, that was a big, like, where is Raj in this list?
Exactly, yeah. And there are people now like Ruby Walsh, I would say Rory McIlroy, and Johnny Sexton. They are really not just great sports people, but they're interesting, intelligent, and well-rounded people.
And people like Brian O'Driscoll is in the list, as is Padraig Harrington. You mentioned Roy Keane, that maybe he might be your choice, would he, as the... I mean, you've had your differences over the years, but patched up,
well,
I presume?
Yeah, I've no beef with Roy. I'm one of the few people who doesn't. I mean, he falls out with people. Not to say that I don't, Pat. But I would say Keane is up there with the very best in terms of, you know, leading a team and a great team. The Manchester United of Alex Ferguson was a great team. They needed a leader. Keane fell out with Ferguson as well in the end. But he's up there with the greats. Not perhaps with George Best and maybe not even with Giles. But he deserves to be... You know,
I mean, John Giles still obviously contributing as a commentator on football, and he's very, very insightful still, John Giles.
He is, and you know, he was a great player.
Now, what about Roy Keane as a pundit?
Well, he's box office, Pat. Sky,
like yourself.
Well, yeah, and he does the job. He's very forthright in his criticisms. And, yeah, he's okay.
Now, what do you make of these reports that there might be Saipan the movie?
Yeah, I heard it on Morning Ireland, and I wondered if it would have an international audience? Would it resonate with people outside of Ireland? But certainly it's been cast, and there's a Cork actor, Aina Hardwick, cast as Roy Keane in Saipan film. So, and Steve Coogan is playing Mick McCarthy. So it'd be a fascinating story. I was writing Keane's autobiography at the time, ghostwriting it, I should say, with his cooperation. So I know quite a lot about the inside track. And it's never been resolved, has it? Whose side were you on, Pat?
Well, I was on, I have to say, Mick McCarthy's side, because I really felt we had a chance of going not all the way, but much further along the way.
Yeah, we had a big chance.
If Roy had stayed.
Definitely. Now, I would be on Keane's side, because I think the manager should manage. In other words, he should control all these situations, and ultimate responsibility, if they break down, goes to him. So we don't agree.
We never even got to the bottom of, you know, the balls didn't arrive, the kit didn't arrive.
It was a desperate place.
And who, you know, how that happened. Do you blame the DHLs of the world or whoever it was, or do you blame the FAI?
Well, the way it happened was really the way they organised it. The late Ray Tracy, who'd been in Irish International, was a travel agent. They sent Ray Tracy out to check out Saipan facilities and everything. He gave it the thumbs up and they went for it. Now, I think Mick McCarthy should have done that himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ray, a travel agent, he used to organise all these football trips.
He did indeed. Yeah.
I remember when I was getting married in Paris, Ray Tracy was the one who organised the hotel that I was in.
He was very good and very successful.
I arrived and we looked at the hotel and said, we're not staying here.
Really?
We had to get out and find an alternative hotel.
That was a clue if you were... it is very important to prepare for, you know, our World Cup finals. And
did they learn from that?
Well,
you know,
yes.
Was it better? Do you remember we had the situation with Roy Keane sitting in the airport?
Yes.
And Bertie came out to shake
that
his hand.
That was on the way to Saipan.
And that kind of demonstrated maybe the way things were going to unfold?
Yeah, well, he had an injury as well, Pat. Yeah. A hip injury, which ultimately finished his career. Because it wasn't long after Saipan that he fell out with Ferguson and United let him go. So there were things bugging him other than Saipan. And if something's bugging Roy, he tends to erupt.
There were stories that... the reason he didn't get up to honour the Fianna Fáil Taoiseach was that a relative was driving for Bernard Allen, the Fine Gael TD, and maybe that was the colour of Roy's politics.
I mean, he kind of, perhaps, you know, he didn't have the kind of, the understanding of, you know, respect for the Taoiseach and all of that. When you're playing, you regard politicians who are hanging around the team as what's called liggers. In other words, they're only looking for some reflected glory. Now, Bertie Ahern is a genuine football supporter and a genuine Manchester United supporter. So that was really dumb.
Yeah, but the circumstances there, I mean, nowadays I suspect that the team would not be going through to the check-in. They'd be brought through a VIP kind of way through. And whatever about on the way back when they might be greeted by family and friends after a triumph or a disappointment, that's one thing. They could be in the normal concourse. But on the way out where you're trying to keep everybody just right for
the mentality. FAI has never been renowned for its ability to organise things. Even
the new manager.
The new manager is a dentist from... somewhere.
Yeah, who's practicing, continuing to practice.
Yes, he is. Well, we're short of dentists here, aren't we?
Well, he's practicing back in Iceland. He's not going to practice here. But what do you think of that choice? Is a man who has worked wonders with less than, you know, stellar teams.
Well, he was joint manager of Iceland when they qualified for a World Cup and when they beat England. That was quite some time ago now. We'll have to wait and see, Pat. You know, we give them a fair opportunity until match three, get stuck into it.
Yeah. Do you miss the punditry? I mean, I know you have your podcast and so on, but, you know, that live punditry where you're able to
I did it for a long time with Bill O'Hurley, the late Bill O'Hurley, John and Liam and Graeme Sinéad. We had some very good people. So it was great to work with good people. I did it. I don't miss it. I enjoy now doing what I do.
Yeah.
Which is The Stand, is the podcast, and working for The Star.
Very good. Thank you very much, Eamon, for popping in and discussing the Amoruch News Talk poll, which suggests that Katie Taylor is the greatest sports star ever for Ireland, followed by Roy Keane, Sonia O'Sullivan, Jonathan Sexton, Brian O'Driscoll, Padraig Harrington, Rachel Blackmore, Paul O'Donovan, Ruby Walsh, Henry Shefflin, and more. Eamon, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.